Clifford, Perthy Dobtonthal,
hi.
I'm sitting here beside my Italian harpsichord with its genuine quill plucked. So now, greetings across your turntables, and with a little sip of my martini. Ruth, there's a fraction too much vermouth. Shall we begin? My first poem is Ode to Stanley's Pussycat by Perthy Dobtonthal. When I was a little child, everyone said I was manly. I had a parakeet, a bicycle seat, and a dear little friend named Stanley. His father's voice was somewhat high, something to do with a doctor. His mother taught psychiatry, honest, I just could have socked her. She taught her son to exert his mind on animal and friend. What he did to his pussycat was just about the end. Stanley's pussycat at first was just as nice as silk. He purred like other pussycats and always drank his milk. And then that dreadful Stanley put him on the couch and psychoanalyzed poor pussycat and made him such a grouch. That pussy's personality slowly began to change. He hissed and arched his back so much he looked like a camel with mange. He'd sneak into the living room with steps as soft as satin, climb up upon the cocktail bar and mix a strong Manhattan, throw back his head and gulp it down and lose all sense of reason, and leer at female pussycats in or out of season. He'd drink till dawn, then down the street he'd stagger round and fat. Soon everyone was gossiping about Stanley's pussycat. His drinking went from bad to worse, 'twas really most disturbing. He'd catch the mice at any saloon in trade for a shot of bourbon. Stanley's pussycat became a drunk. He stole to purchase liquor. When nice pussycats drank milk and cream, Stanley's would hiccup and snicker. Soon he couldn't catch the mice at all. The saloons no longer would pay him. The mice ran away when he sneaked up on them, 'cause his breath would always betray him. His bloodshot eyes would spot a mouse. He'd lurch in hot pursuit and run into the fireplace singing Mammy, all covered with soot. He'd see two mice instead of one, sneer, "Got you, you little mother." But the one he grabbed was never for real. He was always catching the other. Then doom did come as it comes to all. He finally went to the clinic. The doctor sneered as he examined him. The doctor was a terrible cynic. His heartbeat was so awfully fast, and even more his pulsar. Stanley's pussycat had switched to cream. He has a pussycat ulcer. It's rather ridiculous, but it's charming, isn't it? Again, it's time for me to wax from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I was there not too long ago when I saw an excellent suit of armor. And so I have written this short poem called Ode to an Emotional Italian Knight Who Once Wore the Suit of Medieval Armor, Now in the Metropolitan Museum of Art While Engaged to One of Botticelli's Models. Even though you may have grown to love it, there must have been times when you were aware of the inconvenience of it. It's rather short, but it's rather pretty, isn't it? Well, here we are, all finished with side one. That wasn't so bad, now was it? Ready for a go at side two? One little sip and... Bruce, there's still too much vermouth. You must practice modicum. Perthy always says everything in modicum. Thank you. sometime that boy.